Get this, gasoline refiners may be forced to cut production. Want to know why? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 25th day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the Biden administration is betting there will be no recession. We'll share those details with you. Is Tesla guilty of discrimination? We've got that story. Boeing workers vote to go out on strike. We'll tell you why that's happening. Conflicting data has the Fed in a tight spot. A former U.S. congressman has been arrested on charges of insider trading. We've got the Wall Street Report. And so what you are buying and what you're not buying indicates you are saving cash. What's that about? We'll share. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you today are along for the ride once again. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us day and night at IOB_NewsHour. Well, just when you thought it might get better when it comes to the price of gas, comes this bit of news out of Reuters. A sudden crash in global gasoline prices in the past 2 weeks has dented refiners' profits, pushing up inventories in key trading hubs around the world, while looming exports from China and India also add to pressure on growing stockpiles. So what does all of that mean? Well, refiners will be forced to cut gasoline output to safeguard themselves against losses and switch to producing more profitable fuels. But summer demand is also being hurt by high pump prices in the United States and Europe, and by instability and easing seasonal demand in some parts of Asia. What does all this mean? It means that it is all about profit for refiners. Wall Street ended the day mixed, and speaking of gasoline, West Texas Intermediate crude was up today, gained $1.75 to close at $96.45 a barrel. Investors are waiting for some major earnings reports. Yes, Alphabet releases results tomorrow, as does General Electric. Meanwhile, Bazinga is reporting that Tesla and Alphabet both made headlines on Sunday following a report that Tesla CEO Elon Musk had a fling with Alphabet co-founder Sergey Brin's wife Nicole Shanahan back in December. Musk dismissed the claim as another hit piece, claiming he hadn't had sex in ages and that he was out partying with Brin on Saturday night. Wow. Those numbers from Wall Street? I'll have those for you in just a bit. For weeks, we've been hearing that the U.S. is headed toward an economic recession, even as only a handful of key indicators signal that as a reality. Meanwhile, the president on Monday said the U.S. is not headed toward a recession, a statement that echoed what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Sunday. Yellen said that while the U.S. economy is slowing, she also pointed to the rapid growth in hiring as proof the U.S. is not in a recessionary period. Key economic reports are due out this week. Data we'll be watching include sales of new homes, consumer confidence, consumer incomes, spending, and inflation. Two words. Stay tuned. Is the Tesla factory in Fremont, California, guilty of discriminating against black workers? That is the question raised by CNBC in a report that indicates the federal agency responsible for enforcing civil rights laws against workplace discrimination issued a cause finding against Tesla in June, according to a financial filing that was out on Monday. In February, the California Department of Employment and Fair Housing revealed it had engaged in a 3-year investigation of Tesla. The agency said it had received hundreds of complaints from black workers there and found evidence the company routinely engaged in racist discrimination that harmed those workers. Among other things, the agency alleges that Tesla has kept black workers in California in lower-level roles at the company, even if they had the skills and experience for promotions or more senior roles. They also assigned black workers more physically demanding, dangerous, and dirty work in their facilities and retaliated against black workers who complained formally about what they had endured, including racist slurs used by managers in the workplace. Tesla, for their part, has filed a motion to strike and seeks dismissal of the lawsuit, or at least certain claims of it. A hearing to decide on that is scheduled for August 24 in California. Boeing workers are to go out on strike. CBS News is reporting that roughly 2,500 Boeing workers are expected to go on strike next month at three plants in the St. Louis area after they voted Sunday to reject a contract offer from the plane maker. The strike is planned to begin August 1st at Boeing manufacturing facilities in Missouri and in Illinois, says the International Association of Space Workers, District 837. Those folks voted down the contract, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. In announcing the strike, the union said, quote, "We cannot accept a contract that's not fair and equitable, as this company continues to make billions of dollars each year off the backs of our hardworking members," end quote. Well, will they or won't they? It's an economic question that will get answered later this week. The Associated Press is reporting that conflicting signs about the health of the U.S. economy have put the Federal Reserve into a difficult spot. With inflation raging at four-decade high, the job market strong, and consumer spending still solid, the Fed is under pressure to raise interest rates aggressively. But other signs suggest the economy is slowing and might even have shrunk in the first half of the year. Such evidence would typically lead the Fed to stop raising rates or even to cut them. For now, though, the Fed is focused squarely on its inflation fight, and this week it's set to announce another hefty hike in its benchmark interest rate. Together with its previous rate increases, the Fed moves will make borrowing costlier for individuals and companies and likely weaken the economy over time. What do we know? Well, we'll know more on Wednesday. A former GOP congressman from Indiana has been arrested on charges of insider trading. The Associated Press is reporting that Stephen Beyer was accused in court papers of engaging in insider trading during the $26.5 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint that was announced in April of 2018. An indictment identified him as someone who misappropriated secrets he learned as a consultant to make $350,000 illegally. Beyer, 63, of Knobsville, Indiana, was arrested Monday in his home state. He served on committees with oversight over the telecommunications industry while a Republican congressman from 1993 through 2011. He was described as making purchases of Sprint securities in March of 2018, just a day after attending a golf outing with a T-Mobile executive who told him about the company's then non-public plan to acquire Sprint, that according to a civil case brought against Beyer by the Securities and Exchange Commission in a federal court in Manhattan. His lawyer, Andrew Goldstein, said in a statement, quote, "Congressman Beyer is innocent. His stock trades were lawful. He looks forward to being quickly vindicated," end quote. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow gaining 90 points to close at 31,990. The Nasdaq finished the day off by 51 points at 11,782, and the S&P 500 picked up a scant 5 points to end the session at 3966. Investors are playing things pretty close to the vest as they await a slew of economic reports as well as a decision by the Fed about interest rates. And finally, there is this. Here you can tell a bunch about the mood of consumers by tracking what they are buying or what they're not buying. Wall Street Journal is reporting that there's been an uptick in cheaper beer and cigarette sales, which suggests consumers are trading down as high inflation persists. Year-over-year, lower-priced beer sales jumped by 5.4% in the 4 weeks that ended July 2, with Busch Light, Ice House, and Milwaukee's Best Ice showing the strongest gains. Sales of high-end, imported, and super-premium beers are also growing. What does that suggest? It says that wealthier drinkers are still spending freely. Meanwhile, sales of cheaper cigarette brands Montego and Maverick have accelerated this year, eating into Marlboro's U.S. market share. In addition, lower-priced store brands of food staples, including coffee and oatmeal, are among items gaining traction with consumers for the first time since the pandemic began. As we reported earlier, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she is confident the Federal Reserve will get a handle on inflation. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, she acknowledged the U.S. economy has slowed down, but added, "This is not an economy that's in a recession," end quote. And that is a wrap for today's business news headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.